This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In North Dakota when the broadcast begins with I-29 has once again reopened. The interstate I-29 has now reopened.
Well, part of it.
Where to where? Fargo to the border?
Grand Forks to the border.
Grand Forks to the border. I see. All right, so they got Chippewa still at Grand Forks South yet. All right, yeah.
There's a lot of snow there.
It's a lot of snow. In fact, I'm doing the show from the basement. I don't have my pajamas on. If I was a blogger, I'd have pajamas on. But I'm fully clothed, a pair of jeans and a sweatshirt, doing the show from the basement of home today because I was informed at 6 this morning that there were 15-foot drifts into the friendly confines of the Thunder Road studio of What's On Your Mind World Headquarters. How about that, Todd? Just a little bit on the snowy side. So, anyway, what do you know? What do you know? Now, listen to this call from a listener who basically says anybody complaining has no idea what they're talking about. 15-foot snowdrifts, mind you. I-29 shut down border to border. I-94 shut down Fargo to Bismarck. What else could I say about the storm? 20-mile-an-hour sustained winds for, 36 hours. You think that was something? Listen to this caller. One of our fine listeners. Are you able to play that, Todd?
Play what? I ain't got nothing.
You don't have a grasshopper there in Slack?
No. Well, now I do. It just popped up. All right, let's play.
Kevin's having his coffee there. Here we go.
Come on now, you young whippersnappers. Buck it up. You should have me tell you about March of 66 sometime.
I knew that was going to come up.
And get this. March of 66, no equipment. H International tractors and so on. This is a piece of cake. Why?
What did he mean by no equipment?
Well, in certainly March of 66. Didn't have apps and not, you know, the tech wasn't there. And
okay.
The machinery wasn't as advanced as what we have today.
Well, it's not no equipment. I think he's exaggerating.
Right.
Because he goes on to say to talk about an H International, that's equipment.
Certainly back in 66, they would have laughed at the notion of snow gates. Could you imagine? Shovel out your own snow, fools!
With red flashing lights on. That's a little ominous, isn't it?
The red
flashing lights and the gates closed. I mean, you see that, you just go, what? The gates closed? I can't get on the interstate. It's pretty amazing.
They closed those for a reason, folks. I mean, if you could get through, they might leave it open. If they got it down, you can't.
And in Fargo yesterday, they actually close the interstates in town. I mean, they get the gates up in town. Usually, you know, you can hit I-94 or I-29 within the confines of the, you know, city limits.
Right.
Nope. And it continues today. We talked earlier with the Clay County Sheriff, Mark Empting. He said, you know, plows are just now starting to get rolling, get things open, but no travel still advised in Clay County. I haven't heard if it's official. No travel advised in Fargo yesterday, but they went to the unusual measure of advising no travel. And, of course, in talking to law enforcement, guess what? Does everybody heed the no travel advisory?
Of course not.
Fools? Yeah. Like the people you see on Facebook saying, I'm a little cooped up. I need a pack of smokes and a Diet Dew. Head out. A, don't tell everybody that. And B, really, you want to risk your life and law enforcement and Makes no sense to me.
Shouldn't there be a law that, look, you go around the gate, your problem is something happens. Once we open the road, we'll come find you if you're still there. But at your own risk at that point.
Exactly right. All right, here is the telephone number for you to join the conversation today, whether you want to talk about whether March of 66 or December of 19 was worse. You can call us up at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Daryl Lease is going to join us next hour. We're going to talk a little bit about trade, some movement on that front over the weekend. You know, the president, Donald Trump, he's the president, you know, he tweeted over the weekend, the best is yet to come. So that's not Reagan-esque or what? Don't you love a president that is optimistic, that is looking forward? And he went on to say the best is yet to come because the economy hasn't seen the effect of the trade deals yet. I'm actually working, you know, and more places for our products around the globe. Where's all the complaints about the tariffs? Where's all the sky is falling, crowd that didn't sell their soybeans when they could have sold their soybeans at a higher price, and now everything was Donald Trump's fault? That was kind of closed circuit for some farmers union folks. I mean, where are you now? Where are you now when these deals start happening? I mean, tariffs were a negotiating tool that worked. We have NAFTA, the new NAFTA, USMCA. We have a deal with the Chinese, phase one and phase two coming. We have Japan, EU in the works. I mean, come on. We're going to talk about that. The Bison are headed back to Frisco, and we're going to be there. So will our Flag Family Media Bison football contributor, Nate Tangway. We're going to talk with him a little later on in the program. So stay tuned for that. We're going to catch up with the North Dakota Highway Patrol and much more. So stay tuned for all of that coming up on the program. Captain Brian Neewin will be here at the bottom of the hour from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. And in the meantime, you tell me what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-367-2054. We've done this from time to time, but I want to do it again today related to the blizzard. Pet peeves in a storm. What are your pet peeves in a storm? Mine are people who mindlessly go out and joyride. I'm not talking about somebody else to go get baby milk formula or whatever. You know, I mean, I'm talking about somebody that has no reason to be out for any reason whatsoever. And in fact, the Clay County Sheriff told us his story. Because roads were impassable in Cass County, and some roads just flat out closed, like the interstate, there were people that were over in Clay County trying to bust their way through different roads. Hello, one side of the river, they're closed. I can't even drive through it. Oh, let me try over in the Minnesota side. Maybe it'll be better. I could throw a rock over there, so I'm sure the weather conditions are, you know, vastly different. You come upon somebody like that, I think they ought to get a big old fat fine. And I think whatever it costs to rescue them, get them out of harm's way, they ought to get a bill for. Is that too harsh, Todd?
Nah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
You would, okay. You don't sound very passionate about it. You sound like, whatever. Are you?
You know, at some point, you just can't stay mad forever at the crazy world we live in. You just kind of throw your hands up and go, ugh, whatever, people. If I could stop all the crazy in the world, I would.
But Texter says, this is a great day for the NFL. Head coaches get fired. I wish the firings would be done on live TV. These coaches would be begging for their worthless, incompetent careers. There'd be some must-see TV.
You're not going to fire him on live TV, huh?
That's what he wants.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
I don't know that we're ever going to get to that point, but like they already end up doing a press conference afterward. I mean, how would you feel if you got fired from your job but then had to go do a press conference with and half the world watching. Just let me go home. Let me pack my boxes and go, you know.
Fargo Public Works update. No travel advisory remains in effect for all of Fargo. Snowplow operators are working diligently to make a single pass through residential areas. This will not be curb to curb.
I'd like the concierge curb to curb.
You know, Bismarck, they have snow gates, but they came in and chopped, this is a while back now, chopped down the boulevard, right? Try to get a more of a width, street width of snow beyond just the curb, but then put all that on the driveways, so much for the snowgate intent. But, yeah, you know, concierge. Well, actually, you know what? There are plenty of firms that would be glad to give you that concierge service. This is America. You can hire that out.
Absolutely. And, by the way, what a great service. It's fantastic.
Exactly.
I love it. This will, by the way, not be curb-to-curb. As I said, plows will return later to do the curb-to-curb service. So that's the delayed concierge service. Hashtag patience, please. Hashtag we work for you. Isn't that nice? I like that. All right, back to it on What's On Your Mind after this timeout. Don't go away.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hey, Bison fans, make sure to join us every Monday and Friday on What's On Your Mind as four-time national champion Nate Tangway gives you an inside look at the road to Frisco. Hear his experiences, perspective, recaps, and previews of the playoff games, plus his weekly podcast, The Lost Boys, at am1100theflag.com. Get the inside scoop on life in the playoffs with former Bison defensive lineman Nate Tangway right here on What's On Your Mind every Monday and Friday. Brought to you by Gate City Bank, who says, Go Bison!
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Don't you know I agree with you? Because if I were king, you have a great day. Bye.
It doesn't even matter what I said. It just. He agrees with me, and if he were king. And
you're going to play that about three times a day, aren't you?
I agree with you, Todd. I know.
If I were a king.
I'm going to bank that one. It's just going to come up every... Todd, I agree with you. Okay, good caller.
Blizzard pet peeves. What are yours? 258-0550, 701-258-0550, or 800-228-0550. You can text me, 701-367-2054. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Mike Lindell, the founder, the inventor of MyPillow, has come up with the best-selling pillow in the history of the United States of America. They make them in Minnesota. I love that. They ship them all over the world. And Mike is such an innovator. You know, he couldn't just come up with the world's best pillow and call it good. And all the people that he helped with neck pain and, you know, not being able to sleep, too hot, too cold, tossing, turning, all of that. He ended all of that. He could call it good. Put that on his tombstone. He'd be fine. But no. He had to come up with the best sheets. And I mean the best. Search the world for the best cotton. Found this Giza cotton, which is really, really smooth. I call it smooth. You know, because silky, you ever slept on silk sheets? I did one time. And it kind of freaked me out. I don't know. I didn't think much of them. And then, obviously, regular sheets are just regular sheets. But these are they're very smooth, and they have the big, deep pockets in the corners, so they fit so nice, and lots of cool colors, and they're great. The towels now, brand new towels that actually absorb moisture. Unique concept for towels. All of that. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. Tell them Scott sent you. Texter says, good morning, gentlemen. Nate here. Pet peeves. Currently, I'm out doing snow. One pet peeve would be when the plows fill up your driveway at the end after you just got done clearing them. A simple fix, have a payloader follow you clearing the driveway while they're doing the streets. Okay, I'm going to stop on his pet peeves right there for a moment and just say, you'd pay for that. You know that, right? So the city sends another employee and another piece of equipment following every plow. You know, money doesn't grow on trees, is what my parents told me. Anyway, sorry, Nate. Second pet peeve, people driving too fast in icy conditions.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more than just can you maintain your lane and all that. You got to be able to stop. You don't know what the other person's going to do, all that stuff.
Just trying to get the streets cleared off. People of Fargo, have some patience and remember, God loves you. Thank you, Nate. Texter says, Ebenezer duct tapes 2-inch wide by 18-inch long strips of aluminum foil to his 1970 GTO to avoid radar detection. Todd tried that once. It didn't work. Remember that, Todd? You were going, 90 and a 55, and they asked you what the aluminum foil was.
I know you heard about that.
Yeah. Does this work, or is Ebenezer full of it, as Ebenezer and his friend Ralph usually are? I don't know. I think Ebenezer and Ralph both should seek help. Texter says, and had the starters played and gotten hurt, you'd be calling for his head, too.
No, that's my response to.
To what?
To the texter who says that Zimmer ought to be fired. He's calling for his head because he didn't start the regulars yesterday. Okay, well, it was a meaningless game from a Vikings standpoint, really.
So you're arguing with a Vikings fan who wants Zimmer fired.
Because if you play the starters and they all get hurt, then you don't have them for the Saints this coming weekend.
I don't think you understand, Todd. People that are this mad the day after a Vikings game, you don't argue with them. You know? Just saying.
Oh, baloney.
Let them vent.
That's what they make Keyboard Warrior rage for.
Zimmer ought to be fired!
I just don't think you fire the guy. I get it. You know, don't buy a ticket intending to watch the JV play. I get that.
For some reason,
at the same time,
I didn't get his text.
If you play the starters and then they all get hurt, and then you got to play the JV against the Saints, you'd be calling for his head, too.
What did he say? What did he say exactly? I only have your response.
Why do you only have my response? You
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Guys, up until yesterday, I supported Vikes coach Zimmer, but after the preseason fiasco, I believe, he in quotes, preseason fiasco, I believe he's got to go. You always play to win. No. Folk paid big buck to see a pro football game with stars like Cousins. Wasn't Cousins just a non-star not that long ago? Cook, Thielen, Rudolph, etc. Not to watch a bunch of second stringers embarrass the Twin Cities. Sorry, but the Twin Cities are an embarrassment way beyond the Vikings. That's not even go there. And I'm sure he'll agree with me on that one. When I coach, I always went into the game playing to win. Yesterday's Vikes were an embarrassment to sports. Well, if you gotta play your starters next week and this week's game doesn't matter, I'm sorry, the Vikes are not the first team to have done that.
Why don't you two take this outside? All right, here's the next one. On our ranch.
You asked me to read it. I'm just saying.
Okay. On our ranch, we have a no-maintenance road that runs 3 miles through our ranch, says a listener. Okay? At one point, the road bed is 6 feet below the level of the pastures. That is level full. Now, there is a hunter with tracks on his ATV and is stuck bad. He thinks that a snowmobile will pull it out. Good luck with that. True. He seems offended that we will charge him $500 to dig our way to him and get him out. Oh, well, spring is just around the corner. His words, not mine. I would charge $500.
You're laughing
too.
If you're not the guy stuck, I guess, but still.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you can help to a certain extent, but when it gets to be just total stupidity, I hear you, you know. I mean, if somebody's an honest mistake, you're probably going to help and feel good. My wife and I helped some lady. She was just distraught trying to get into her apartment complex yesterday and had almost gotten stuck at work, dug herself out, and then gets home and gets stuck in the driveway. But those people are fun to help. They're fun to help. You know what I mean? They really are when they're doing the right thing. Here's another pet peeve. Politicians saying, let me be perfectly clear, like there has ever been evidence of that. that one is up there for me, too. That one, and let me be honest. Aren't you honest all the time?
No, don't be honest. I want you to lie to me. Do these jeans make me look fat? Okay, that one maybe. But
Scott, what the man meant about no equipment back in the 60s, the IH Farmall tractors with no heated cabs would load buckets. Snowblowers for tractors didn't hardly exist. One of the very first snowblowers for tractors for farms was built in Erskine, Minnesota. But a lot of farmers couldn't afford them until the late to mid-70s. Well, it's true. You think about how many vehicles in snowstorms in the 60s were outside. They weren't in a garage. People had a one-car garage, maybe, right? Many homes without garages. Now I got four-car garages. So there's something to that. There's something to that. No doubt about it.
Anybody crying for the Vikings game yesterday is probably still crying about Hillary losing too, Texter says. Ouch.
Yeah. Please. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Hot Spring Spa is a pool table soup. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing, too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough. And I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price, and literally you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot springs, spas, and pool tables, too. Come on in. Check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs, Spas, and Pool Tables, too.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is ordering new public safety measures to protect Jewish neighborhoods from hate and violence following Saturday's stabbing attacks that wounded five people at a Hanukkah celebration at the home of a rabbi north of New York City.
Light towers at key locations and communities. There are already 15 up, 6 more coming, and we will add as needed. We will be adding more security cameras.
U.S. airstrikes pounding militias in Iraq and Syria over the weekend. time, the Pentagon says the targets were linked to Iranian-backed forces that have reportedly been attacking American and Iraqi military installations. This morning, the Pentagon says U.S. forces have carried out airstrikes in Somalia a day after a deadly car bombing there that killed at least 79 people. In these attacks by the U.S., four terrorists were reportedly killed. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People that go out there and venture on the winter. As a truck driver of 30 years, I get it. Sometimes you get caught out there before you realize it. It just happens. But in that case, if that happens to me, I'm looking for a place to park. Ignorance is when you wake up and you decide, oh, let's go out and play in the snow. Let's go drive on the road. It's closed. We've known it's closed and it might be closed, but let's go try it anyway. And then get stuck out there and figure somebody should risk their life to come help you. You deserve a fine and maybe some points off your license for ignorance on something like that when you could have stayed home. I mean, I don't really understand why people want to put their lives and everybody else's lives in danger just for stupidity when we knew this was coming a week ago. Pre-planned. Pre-plan your trips, pre-plan your things, get your stuff. I don't understand all the weather maps and everything we have nowadays. I'll tell you that we can't drive. You can go on there and download weather apps and tells you, shows you what the road looks like. And these people still gotta go try it. No. 48 years old, I'm a lot smarter than that now. Even in a truck, if I know it's coming, I'll just wait till morning, fight it in the daylight, or just wait it out. You can make all the money you want in the world, but if you're dead, doesn't matter if you got it or not. Have a good day.
Speaking of that, I want to tell you about a sad story I heard about last night. One of the positive things on social media is you hear about people that you know that are in a tough spot. And I saw a number of messages about Lowell Schweigert. And Lowell was a longtime friend of ours from Grand Forks. And Lowell is actually from Zeeland, North Dakota, but big UND backer. He and I were Sioux Booster presidents years ago together, and when there was a Sioux Booster Club. It's obviously gone now, Todd. Sorry. He's just a man about town, you know, persona. Just fit Lowell Schweigert. Unbelievable. Well, he was shoveling yesterday up in Grand Forks, and evidently had some kind of a health ailment. I don't know if it was a heart attack or what, but they found him in his driveway, and he was gone. So thoughts and prayers to the Schweigert family, Zeeland, North Dakota, and all across North Dakota. Lowell, of course, his brother is Bubba Schweigert, UND football coach. So sad deal. And I also think a good reminder that just, you know, it is strenuous work shoveling. And, you know, there are winter events that come along where it's beyond, you know, sort of clear the sidewalk kind of stuff, where it's just like you're out there just, and that's where, boy, pace yourself. Do everything, you know, don't play Superman. The kids are good at this stuff. Those of us with a little beer belly, not so much. It's just an awful deal, awful deal. And I have, you know, it could be anything, you don't know, but it just, I don't know about you, every year I hear about somebody I know shoveling and we lose them. So,
Lowell Schweigert, we lost a good one there for sure. Our thoughts and prayers with the family. No travel advisory in Fargo is going to be lifted now at 12 noon. However, 19th Avenue North will remain closed for the foreseeable future until wind speeds decrease. I wonder if we should fire the people that engineered 19th Avenue North in Fargo. Should there be firings, do you think? Joking, of course, but that road is just the worst.
You're joking, but I'm sure a bunch of people are agreeing with you right now.
32nd Avenue North used to be the same thing in Grand Forks, but that was largely when there was no development south of 32nd Avenue in Grand Forks. So, you know, it can happen. But 19th just is always a bad one. Fargo trash and recycling collections beginning at noon. City facilities and the Ground Transportation Center in downtown Fargo opening at noon, with MET bus services beginning at 12:15. These are extreme conditions. We're asking residents to be patient. Crews worked overnight in residential areas on single pass throughs. Every available staff member and piece of equipment is on the road battling 13.5 inches of snow and continued high winds. Removing snow from neighborhood roads in the far southern areas of Fargo proving challenging. Snowplows unable to move the amount of snow blown into these developments. We're utilizing heavier equipment, including payloaders and motor graders, due to the weight and magnitude of the snow. Crews will be in these neighborhoods today. We're working as fast and efficient as we can to open the roads for you. Hashtag Snowmageddon. Hashtag we work for you. They're at least having a good time. Yeah. We're trying to track down Brian Ewen from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. And, guys, when you do locate the highway patrolman, you let me know.
I'm sure he's been a little busy.
Probably a little busy. Yeah. I-94 remains closed, Bismarck to Fargo. I-29 is closed from the Canadian border to Grand Forks. But, you know, what I'm just talking about with, imagine a development, you know, protected by houses all around South Fargo. They're having challenges, new equipment. Imagine the open, you know, highway. They've got their work cut out for them. No doubt about it. What do you think the best thing to do with your time when you're unavoidably homebound is? What would you say, Todd? You and Carrie have a particular routine when you're snowbound?
Yeah, I go out and get rid of the snow, and she makes sure I have some hot chocolate or something when I get back.
Hot chocolate, okay, yeah, hot chocolate, that'd be good. Yeah. We played Yahtzee last night. I hadn't played Yahtzee
really?
For a long time, and I'll have you know I won.
Wow. Thanks
very much.
Yeah, that figures.
Yeah. Yeah,
did you see the thing about, speaking of games, Monopoly, right? You played Monopoly, didn't you?
I played Monopoly many times, yes, absolutely.
I never played it this way, but it's in the rules. If you land on a property and you don't buy it, it's supposed to go to auction to the rest of the players. I've never played that way.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
That's a deal?
It's right
there
in the rules. I'm like, wow, never played it that way.
Wow.
You land, you didn't buy it, that was it.
We have Captain Brian Ewen of the North Dakota Highway Patrol joining us on our newsmaker line today. Captain Ewen, thanks for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Describe the last 48 hours for the North Dakota Highway Patrol in the Fargo District.
You know, about the last 36 hours has been really busy for us. You know, it started off with snow where we were having crashes, people going in the ditch, highway assist, resulted in this road closure. And after we've had this road closure, we've been responding to people that are getting stuck on our secondary road systems. They're not paying attention to the weather. They're not paying attention to our road reports. They're blindly following the GPS or internet mapping tools that are leading them around our road closure points into some of the worst conditions you can have on our secondary roads, and they're getting stuck, and then we have to go out and rescue them. We're continuing those rescues yet, even today, for people that we couldn't get to last night. And it's just a little frustrating with all the technology we have nowadays. This isn't the 1940s, 1950s, where You know, if it's nice where I'm at, I'm assuming it's nice where I'm going. Well, nowadays, you know what's going on. I would have had to plan ahead a little bit.
Is there a penalty for the behavior you just described?
So if an individual drives around a road closure gate, you know, obviously not every area where you can enter our interstate system has a road closure gate. Where they drive around a road closure gate, it's a $250 fine. If they enter the road that's closed at some other location, it's only a $20 fine.
Yeah, so not much of one, obviously, and not much of a deterrence. How about a cost of, you know, having to rescue somebody that did not heed the no travel warnings, that then now you've got to come out and you've got to pull them out and rescue them? Is there any monetary, cost to the individual that does that?
There is no civil, I guess, liability on their part for law enforcement, the Department of Transportation to be reimbursed for. You know, if they need to have a tow truck, obviously that tow truck is going to have to be paid by that individual owning or driving that vehicle. But for us to respond or for Department of Transportation to respond, we do it on the state taxpayers' dollars dime.
Yeah, I would imagine frustrating is mild term compared to, you know, when you're already working long hours and repeating for people not to travel, to have to deal with that has got to be a little bit unnerving, huh?
Well, obviously we have to get out there and we have to respond. We have Department of Transportation employees that are working 14, 16, 18-hour days. They're just trying to keep these roads open. And then you throw on top of it that we're out there trying to do rescues. And then on top of that, we have these vehicles that are stranded and DOT can't get around to get our roads open. It just completely slows down the entire process that we have of trying to, you know, provide a transportation network that allows traffic to move. And right now traffic cannot move in the southeast part of the state because of the conditions that we have.
Texter asks a question. I don't think it's weather-related, but maybe it is. Does the Highway Patrol enforce construction specs on DOT road projects, especially with difficult contractors?
I don't really understand the question, I guess.
I don't know that I do either. Does the Highway Patrol enforce construction specifications on DOT road projects, especially with difficult contractors? I don't know what... I mean, that wouldn't be a DOT project to... Or Highway Patrol function to enforce a construction spec from DOT, would it?
DOT has project engineers that monitor each project that's going on, and they're the ones that, have any say-so on whether the project is correct or not.
Interesting. Any advice today forward on what you're dealing with out there, Captain?
Pay attention to the DOT... Our North Dakota Department of Transportation travel map that will identify when we are allowing traffic again. We have blockages still on our interstate system. DOT's out here with blowers. They're out here with deep plows trying to get these things open. There's 20-foot drifts in some of these underpasses, and it's going to take time for these roads to get open. People just need to be patient. Allow the Department of Transportation to get these roads open, because if you try and go on one of our closed roads right now, you're going to get stuck. And if you get stuck, we're going to be out there. We're going to cite you for that. And you're just going to slow down the process for everybody else. We've had a lot of selfish people during this storm that think, you know, what they need to do is the most important thing to do versus what we're telling them to do and what's safe. So listen to us when we have storms like this. We're giving you the best advice that we can. And if we tell you that the roads are closed and impassable, they are.
What do you expect on 29 or 94? Any rough idea on when you think they'll have those cleared?
Again, there are areas where there's still blockages. We can't open the road until the blockages have been removed. So we're looking at, it's going to be several hours yet before the roads reopen. But I just tell people just to continue monitoring the DOT travel information map. We always push it out through social media. We always push it out through local media as well when the roads are going to be reopened.
Captain Ewan, thanks to you and all of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, all of law enforcement, for working so hard for us during these tough times. Thank you, sir.
Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there.
And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with the open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of the Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City is, it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
In the season of giving, you can give a life-changing gift, the gift of education, for yourself or for someone you love. Complete a bachelor's degree or a graduate degree or learn new skills with a certificate from the University of Mary. The University of Mary offers truly affordable, flexible adult education. You can count on the university for the best quality education at a seriously affordable price. I did this. I loved it. Apps, look forward to that, you know, once a week. Classroom setting. And it's so flexible. It really fits whatever's best for you. Is it, you know, online? Is it in person? Instructors are incredible. Your success is their priority. That's the great thing about UMary. You matter. And they're with you every step of the way to make sure you succeed. So during this hectic holiday time and year-round, the University of Mary makes it possible to earn your degree with flexible classes available online and in the evenings. Choose the best way you learn while still working and spending time with your family. Give a gift that lasts a lifetime. Take the next step to reach your career goals with a degree from the University of Mary. Classes start in January and February. Call the friendly admission reps at the University of Mary to get started. 701-355-8030. 701-355-8030. Or find them online at umary.edu/discover more. So we were talking earlier about things you could do when you're socked in. You're like, what do I do? What should I do? Pope Francis has weighed in on this. You know who he is, Don? Guy with the funny hat? Over there in Rome?
Haven't been there lately.
Haven't been there?
Ever.
Me either. Love to go. Bucket list. Bucket list.
Well, make it the next trip there.
Well, we're going to get...
around the world is God headed. We're going to stop everywhere.
I will, someday, for sure. Someday, for sure. Our kids have gone every year. University of Mary takes a group of high school students every year. You know, juniors that are finished their junior year into their senior year. In fact, we've interviewed them before on the program. We talked to people while they were over there. Our son did this, who, of course, has long since graduated from college now, and our daughter, who's in college, yes, she did it. And then our youngest is going this coming summer. She'll go. So maybe then. Maybe then. But here's some advice, not just for when you're snowed in, but for any time, from Pope Francis. This is a story in Axios today. Pope Francis urged people to talk to each other during meals instead of using phones. Now, to me, that's a great example of someone, you know, in a highly respected pastoral position, right? I mean, his job, he's head of the whole Catholic Church, obviously, but his job is to pastor to the flock. And rather than pulling out some thing from the gospel, the Holy Family or whatever, he's saying something, I think, rather practical, which is going to make some sense. Have you gone to a restaurant and ever noticed people, like it could be a couple, in fact, it's often couples, or it's a parent and a younger child, and they're both on the phones? Have you noticed that? Both on the phones.
Sure.
It's tragic.
Oh, we all get together around the holidays. We can all stare at our phones together. You know how that goes.
Isn't that a little depressing when you look around and everybody's staring into their phone?
A little bit.
My daughter and I were at Cracker Barrel one time in Bismarck, and we were positioned such that, you know, there was a couple, like, right next to us, right? And my daughter nudged me, like, look, they're on their phones. And they're probably, I don't know, 60-something, you know, not youngsters, because you see it a lot with the younger couples, but probably 60-something. And I'm trying to remember if it was the wife or the husband. I can't remember, but one was on the phone, the other wasn't. And my daughter was noticing this, and she was, like, sad about it. Like, look, she doesn't even talk to her husband. She's on the phone the whole time. How sad is that? Or it could have been the other way around. I don't want to be sexist about it, Todd. It happens both ways.
I was going to say, yeah, it can go either way. No
but
doubt.
I think that's good advice. Put the phones away. Play a little Yahtzee, you know?
I haven't done that. I think the last time I played Yahtzee, it was actually poker, but somebody stuck a pinochle deck in, and a couple of guys had Yahtzee. Five of a kind.
Axios reports Pope Francis urged us to talk to each other during meals instead of using our phones. During his weekly Angelus address in St. Peter's Square, I ask myself if you and your family know how to communicate. Or are you like these kids at meal tables where everyone is chatting on their mobile phones? Where there is silence like at a mass, but they don't communicate. And they go deeper with a little story about a new study that says phone addicts are the new drunk drivers.
I can't argue with that.
New study highlights just how big a problem distracted driving has become, especially for the group of people most addicted to their smartphones. This is in ZenDrive, of your annual distracted driving study. Oh, boy, I'm going to have a little fun with that one. We'll save it for a future show, though. How about that, Doc? Should we save it for...
There you go.
Down the road. Okay, Nate Tangway is going to join us as we do the countdown to Frisco for your Bison fans. You got your travel all lined up? Hey, it's days away. It'll be here before you know it, and I'm pretty sure there's no blizzards in Texas. I'm pretty sure. Also, we're going to talk about somebody's...
Just jinxed it, by the way.
New trade deals. Dear Lisa will be here from the Farm Bureau. Stay tuned.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.